Okay, it's Tezayin Tevis, December 24th, we're on page Nun Aleph, in the Alei Shor, a parak called HaHechreach L'Kiyam HaMitzvos. Hechreach means like the necessity, the fact that we are obligated, forced. So he started off by saying that a person who's raised in Torah recognizes the necessity of Torah and how Torah lifestyle is healthier. And the last four lines of the second full paragraph there: Hachnasas Orche Mugmilas Hachasodim Hazahiris Me'ona Bidvarim Uvemaisa. Hosting guests and Chesed, being careful from offending both in words and in action. Tatznius Bchalichos Abayis. It's Nias and all matters of the house. Kol midos elu b'chayi haTorah, no sosus atzman. All of these midos in a Torah life carry themselves, quote unquote, meaning they justify themselves. Matzdikos atzman. V'afilu hachukim, even though the rules, so we don't know their reason. Hilchos shmita, baser b'cholav, hilchos shatnas, v'adiktik b'hen. Shmita, which in Eretz Yisrael has a big impact, and baser b'cholav and shatnas, and being careful with them. So he doesn't feel that life with them gives over a sense of nobility and refinement. A child who's raised in a house like this doesn't have to think a lot. The necessity of observing Torah mitzvahs. Torah is a part of his life. Uvacholzos. Now, withstanding all this, gam zehu misimani hachayim. This is also part of life, a sign of life. Yesh lanu tam atzmi. That we have personal taste, cheshek atzmi, personal yearning, sheifa atzmis b'chayim. None of us lives our physical lives just as mitzvah anashim melamad is a phrase from Navi that means I just wrote mitzvah. It's just what my parents did. He's kind of presenting a parallel. The first two paragraphs of this section, he was showing how we don't breathe because that's our Masorah, and eat and drink and sleep because that's our Masorah. You sense the need and just how correct those things are to do. You already give an example. I'm tired before I sleep. I feel refreshed after I sleep. It justifies sleep as an activity that's worthwhile. He said life in Torah is that way. You live a life of Torah, you sense and you feel that's the right thing to do.
Saying it's a Masorah?
No, he's saying it shouldn't only be taken that way. I think that's what he's getting at, is he doesn't want us to view things only as, I do this because this is what my forebears did. Let's see the next paragraph. L'chein ha-shomer Torah mitzvos derech ma'isa avosa biyodav. A person who observes Torah mitzvos with a sense of just, you know, this is my Masorah. And the Torah stops to be by him, for him, a living Torah. Maybe true that in his parents' house he absorbed the life of Torah. They didn't develop to become like the personal life of his. It's like a rotting, or you know, they got old. He basically did things because that's what he's supposed to do, but it never became, he never earned it, never really got it. When you ask a person, why does he keep Torah mitzvahs? And he answers, and he responds, because that's the way he was trained. He got his chinuch in his father's house. Mashal ma davar dama, what's it like? Adam sheshalu lama hu ochel b'shosu l'teava. Why do you eat with appetite? V'humeshiv kikachu rogel min uruv. Because that's where I was trained from my youth. That's why you eat and drink. Sheker v'chazo, it's totally untrue. Hincha ochel mikivin sheochel ta'im l'cheikha. You eat because the food is tasty to your palate. Hincha shosa ki amayim aravim es tzimon v'garoncha. You drink because the water quenches the thirst that's in your throat. V'vadai hachinach b'veis avicha nosan l'cha hargosha hativiz v'pshuta. Certainly, the chinuch in your father's house gave you the natural feeling and simple feeling, that the true life. If you don't find another reason for observing mitzvahs but that, kikach or galta, because that's the way you were trained, habituated, you're lacking the sign that like decisively indicates ki amnam hatorah hi eslacha toras chayim mamash, that the Torah for you is really a living Torah. Chasalacha ha'achreach ha'atzmi l'shmiras ha'mitzvos. You're missing, he's using this word ha'achreach a lot. To be mukhruch means that you really need something. You're missing the real personal need for observing mitzvos. Ma'u ha'achreach ha'atzmi hazeh. What is this ha'achreach atzmi? Hayidia, the knowledge ki ani mukhruch u'metzuv l'kayim ha'mitzvos, that I must, I'm commanded and I must do the mitzvos. Afilu mahorai lo gidlu osi l'torah. Even if my parents hadn't trained me in it, Yisi mechuyev l'kayim ha'mitzvos, I would have to. V'afilim ba'atzmi in la'argosha ben imus ha'torah, and even if I personally don't feel the pleasantness in Torah, Yisi mechuyev l'kayim ha'mitzvos, I have to fulfill it. Again, his mashal with food, drink, and sleep are apt. Maybe he has an appetite, maybe he doesn't, but he knows he can't subsist without sustaining himself. So he's going to take this a little further. Bezmanenu, in our time, magdirim adam makayim mitzvos kedati. We define somebody who keeps mitzvos as religious. Right? In Israel, that's the term that's used. Dati, das is religion. Of course, dati is religious.
It's knowledge.
Da'as, this is das. Dalet saf. I'm sorry. But dalet saf is religion. They called it Yode Das Vadin, used in Megillus Esther. Nisbonana Mahu Dati or Datius. Let's contemplate what is religious or state of religiousness. Be'etzem hareza koch mikochos hanefesh. Really, it's a spiritual faculty. Zika the Elyon Helyonim. A need for the loftiest of the lofty. Hamekanenes b'leiv kol adam bari, that nests within the heart of every healthy person. Yachal adam l'tapeach zika zu. I think it means to climb. A person can climb up on this. It means to develop. A person can develop this yearning. Azu shoel as atzma, then he asks himself, Ketzad yiskarev el ha'elyon, how does he come near that which is lofty? How can he give expression to his hakaras hatov toward Hashem? Is there maybe also the avodas elokim? It brings him to the service of Hashem. V'yachal adam lahazniach zikazu l'salami mena. Or a person could ignore. Yeah, he has like religious yearnings, but he can ignore them. Oz he misgalgelus v'olechus me'inyin la'inyin and mislabeshus b'shifim morpelus v'sachirim ateva. He's going to say then, if it doesn't develop properly, it kind of it takes on other forms, and he starts pursuing other things.